Intimacy dies in a relationship when you resort to anger, frustration, resentment, these basic things that we do in communication that withdraw our love, that break communication, break connection. And intimacy is then going to die because we're not going to open up when our partner is being angry or resentful towards us or withdrawn towards us or using language that's not appropriate and putting us down. Relationships are about intimacy. Relationships are about connection. So to be able to restore that, you have to be able to connect to your heart and want to give your partner your heart. And what that means is in communication, they can feel that you're not closed off, that you're open to them. This one dynamic is instrumental in divorce. If your partner is close to you, you're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel shut down if you're a woman. You're going to feel like you're carrying it all. You're going to feel like you're the only one that's got the relationship. You're the only one that's got the kingdom, your lives together, that you're handling it all. As a man, you're going to feel like she's never happy. You can never please her. She's always complaining about something, particularly you. And so intimacy is in to me see. And to be able to get that to actually work in a relationship, using these blocking behaviors of anger, resentment, closing off, they cut the connection. And when the connection is closed, then intimacy dies. And once intimacy has died, we're no longer open with each other. So we can't connect with each other. Now we're just two people living in the house together, doing the perfunctory things of looking after the kids, paying the bills, sometimes having fun at, you know, a social event, but never really connecting. We might be fun socially with other people, but we're never really connecting with each other. And that is the key in relationship. See, many people who live great lives together in terms of their social lives, but not their intimate lives together, they're really not connected. Spending time with family, friends, going out to parties, balls, etc., but they're never really connecting. And if you want a great relationship, you've got to be able to connect. So learning how to stop the conditioning, things that you've been through, the events that have happened to you, the role models you've had in terms of your communication, and stopping this blocking behavior of resentment or anger or the wrong language, you know, putting your partner down. These things are not locked in stone. They can be changed. They can be improved. You can be improved in this area. And that's what we do. We provide that training. I hope this has been helpful to you.